Yes, my people. You know, our energy is high. FPL is back. We're going to say WTF because let me talk some words over TV. So right now, we don't come again. This is now Football Republic and this is now Fantasy Premier League with the Republicans. And I did with my man, the one and only, Olamide is here.
How you doing?
Just like the first day of the year. Now one of the best rap line then be that. Man, but then, we don't move on. Now let's move on to Football Republic and we'll talk about waiting goes Shelly. Last weekend, we'll talk about last week. Mm-hmm. The last Premier League week.
Yeah.
Week 30.
Now
one of the shittiest week I don't ever get for my life. I forget to change my team. I don't do anything. Yo. Like I did too busy. I don't change my team. And the only person did my team now Jimenez and I'm my captain. So in game minus 2 points. So, how your own week did go?
My week wasn't any different because I don't play my free hit already. And many of my players, like four of my players, I've been no fee changing them because I know I could lose too many points. So, what's the point? But then I've been getting Harry Kane, I guess, Son. So,
lucky
Son,
they
help me cover. You know, Harry Kane, my captain, he helped me cover some kind of deficit to have for the one so far.
Lucky man. Because, man, I never feel open the app or anything near. Now, by tomorrow when I start to change my team, then yeah. I'll go back to Ram. But right now, I'm crying. I'm in pain. It's if you happen. But I'm all people who perform well this past game week 30. The biggest performer for me, Son Heung-min. 2 goals. After how you take Sam?
Samim was on fire, man. I mean, if you point to any of the two, you know, Heung-min Son and Kane, Kane didn't get to assist and it was instrumental throughout the game. And, you know, Son, those two clinical goals when you take, man, you know, see, normal, you always perform. And in fact, then, even against West Ham, what would you say it would be tough? Because
tough
West Ham
game.
Always give them tough time. But somehow, the guy find a way to pop, man. Very happy then. MB definitely stand up performer for this game week, that last game week.
And that person, the Arsenal players, them, the Arsenal keep clean sheet, then win 1-0, and then keep clean sheet. Saka, Starboy, he score again.
For the Arsenal game, I never expect. I think, of course, you could concede because of how good Aston Villa did, you know, attacking wise. But for them to keep clean sheet, get one goal, and Saka just getting that winner, it's a good one. And for people who get Arsenal defenders for their, even though you know, if you people who get Ramsdale, we know if you use Ramsdale because Ramsdale's out injured. Yeah, but the people who get Ben White, definitely, and I think the biggest winners last week.
For 4.3, Luke Ayling score. And he almost do assist, but they no count down for him assist. No, the ricochet plenty, but the ball can finally enter. Look, Ayling, 13 points for 4.3. A very huge bargain.
And congrats to your owners, because I'm sure say definitely not many people will get Luke Ayling. Give me a lead, they always collect. Well, for him to pop up and score, man, good one for your owners.
You know, say now this thing, now that weekend, we only 4 games, 9 and play that weekend. Just, and also, people who use their free hits. You go select out of the team when he plays. So, to bring in Luke Ayling, no brainer there. I see hate the weekend. That week 30. No. Terrible week. I hope it never happened to anybody. It never happened to me again. So, I'm going to move on now from people who play well to this game week 31. You get some fixtures. You say, these fixtures, man, no brainer to not bring in players for the teams. But then, one of the people, before we move forward, one of the people we. Most people get, but then no go play for this game.
Yeah.
Fit no play for this game now. Trent Arnold.
High take
this year. Liverpool they play Watford and Arnold no go play.
I mean for your owners, I just keep him for bench because if you know like Lissian go play. I mean there are other options in the team where if even decides you want to switch to the other left back, which is Robertson they don't pick for me, has 10 assists this season too. So let me say instead they slack for that aspect. And I want to be under option for you if you want to stick under Liverpool player for defense.
Everton, I want team we get double game this week. He said shake your head because Everton today the worst run of form ever.
I mean,
but then they play West Ham and Burnley. Both games now away though. But still, any need to bring in any Everton?
Their last game against Newcastle, they won it very late. It will be.
Yeah.
But looking at the game where they come, West Ham and Burnley, I'm not giving the form we Everton did. Who you won't even put, sir, to be honest. Definitely.
Richarlison, Coleman.
I beg. Just leave Everton. Advise they just leave Everton. They don't do their own.
Advice to leave Everton on their own, but they might regret on the comeback. He was injured, he's back
he's
again.
Back.
So,
yes. So probably he will start the pick, but maybe just calm down, see how to go be first before he go decide.
Arsenal, they play Crystal Palace away, London Derby. How you take things, say these fixtures go pan out? You know, say Vieira again, the last time Arsenal not to find Amrozi again, Vieira. How they will take Sam?
Okay, for us now, they don't win like 6 of their last 7 matches. They don't keep like 13 clean sheets this season. So they hot. Do you wonder if this is where their luck runs out? Because they did away to Crystal Palace. Man City's goal, Crystal Palace, like 2 weeks ago, and they found it very difficult there. So, given that, and again, we're not forgetting that those after international breaks. Are they fear after international break?
Games after international break, they're very, very tricky.
They're very, very tricky. But for us now, if it's like a deep, we're not seeing that derby, and a London derby, it could be a very close one. So, I think it's safer if you go for their defenders, probably Ben White again, and just make sure you keep up for the team. I don't know if Ramsey will be back for this game.
No. I'm not sure he's down back.
Just keep it to Ben White. I think it's safer because definitely I expect logos. That's not nobody score much these days. They just make sure they try with their defense, and you know, just make sure you see if you go pick any Arsenal defender, Arsenal player, you go be from their defense.
And put keeping in mind, say Arsenal get top four as motivation. Exactly. To be Chelsea Brentford, another fixture. We say they look very, very juicy. If you're a Blues fan or you get Blues assets.
I mean, Chelsea did go good run of form now. You know, their coach, they just nominated their coach too for manager of the month. For last month. So definitely, despite the whole crisis, they don't allow me to affect their performances on pitch. So now in that game, we suppose they look at picking one or two players for them. And the fact that they did home, so now good one.
And Reece James is back. Kayavas is scoring.
Whoa. Kayavas is on fire, man. Yeah. He scored for Germany again during international break.
I think Kai now one of the players I did very excited to have signed for my team. Like, all those times when they score goals, at least I'm like, go Kai. Now one of them. Another people they inform right now are Tottenham Hotspur, and then they play another team where they inform, even though they lose their last game, Newcastle. How this all going to pan out, and which of the assets will they look to bring in for
our
team?
So for Newcastle now, they don't lose their last two matches. They lost against Chelsea, lost against, who they even follow play before? I think it was Everton.
Where they scored them late.
Where they scored them late. So they don't lose their last two matches. So we don't know if it's time to bounce back or for them to continue that poor run of form. For Tottenham, they don't, after that win against West Ham, I think they don't give them that ginger. Say, oh, this top four, if you still make Camo, you know, at this point. So, and they did, you know, they did at home too. They win the first leg, the reverse fixture. So, they expect that Tottenham go peep this one. So, of course, there are good options there. Where if you pick from Tottenham?
So, if they want to sign a Tottenham player aside from the Son and the Kane, who you think they will go?
Definitely Dejan Kulusevski.
Kulusevski, I want to talk and say,
Baba guy, they hot.
If I say they are guy, you just call Baba they hot.
Two goals, five assists. No, two hot.
One of the things if you happen to be as a player and I say, when your first game is a big game and then you come perform and score goal, man, the confidence in your plenty. Since that time against Man City, man, you ever say the guy now?
Man's on fire, man. Man's on fire.
Make we continue. Double game fixtures. We don't touch them before briefly, but Namok will look into them now. Everton and Burnley, now the two teams we get. Double game this weekend.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. If you go actually resist anybody from these two, I feel we should go with Burnley. Because they fight for their life right now. Yeah. And they more compact than Everton at this point. So you can if they consider their goalkeeper. I mean, even though these fixtures they see now, Man City and Everton. But I mean, if you consider that keeper Nick Pope, one of the best keepers in the league this season.
Their striker too.
Last, the guy go try also get one or two goals because they get good run of fixture. Yeah. But you know, leading to the end,
and they play
for fight for their. I know when it comes to fighting for their for survival, and at that time you're going to see surprise results, shocking 1-0, 2-1, and that kind of thing. So definitely, Nick Pope and Vegas are players we could consider from this.
How about this morning guy, Dwight McNeil?
Not this season.
Not Dwight McNeil, okay. No, Everton called more look our striker DCL.
I beg. There was a time where if you don't get this here for your team, you don't know what they do. Well, no, man, not at all.
So Vegas did an option for you if they think of Burnley assets to bring into your team. Vegas did there. I like Josh Brown here. I don't know. For some reason, I just 4.0. That just to fill space. And sometimes in the cheapest of kinds. You get one time I get that for my team. So nobody play. Then my second substitute for my bench.
Yeah.
And then one player I know can't play. The other one said, we did the first, no play. So they can't bring him in. And he scored for that game. I was like, oh, wow. Very shocking. If it be you too, just try and get those people in. Players when they're available and players when they're available. Ramsdale, 50% chance of not playing. Even though it's red card already, red. And you know, second yellow card. You know, that yellow card, sometimes I think say maybe their feet, recall them back.
The one we collect against this team. That's stupid yellow card. I think it's the second red card this season. So, I heard you hot, man. Maybe they calm down.
Trent for 6.8, you know they're available.
Omo, you can even come up some guy in load for your defense if you want to sell him. But I don't think it's advisable to sell him. It's possible he comes back this game or the next game. You know, say Liverpool will lose hold. So just keep him for bench. Use any other person manage. If you know get any other person different type, you can come back by next week if you know play this weekend.
So now the advice be that take it from Olamide. Now we'll go to the players who then transfer in and the ones who then transfer out. The most transferred in and the most transferred out. Another surprise, say Robertson and Kai Havertz, now they top this list.
Yeah.
What do you feel now for all these people who then they listed now to be the most transferred in players this weekend?
So, I can say, I'm not surprised to see Robertson. I mean, he starts slowly, but don't they pick up small. 10 True. Assists, one of the three. We get 10 plus assists for Liverpool. Havertz, mad run of form, man. Mad run of form. You don't get 33 points in three games. 33 FPA points in three games. And for those three, in last three games, you don't get double digits. You got to consider him. And definitely, he's without doubt in the start against Brentford.
Sure.
You get Saka, waste FD on a very mad run. Salah don't slow down with beats. You know, they give us that 2-2 goals, what they expect, and that kind of thing. But nasty person where you always consider. So it makes sense that they transfer him in. And they also get good fixture when they're running.
Their run is good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they face Watford again this weekend. We'll be a relegation team on the norms. Then Kane, you know, say yes. Fire, I mean, the guy's a tiger, definitely.
Kane look like, sometimes they be like, and but, other time you could be like, okay, I want to do assist, yes, I want to score, I want to do everything.
So he's not getting you goals, he's getting your assist. I'm on a good option. Him and Son, good option.
Very good option. More look at the most transferred out players. No surprising. They always surprise me, partner. Philippe Coutinho, day for this list of the most transferred out player.
I mean, just a couple weeks ago. It was on the list of most transferred in. People don't sharply turn their back.
You tide can turn for you quickly. But anybody can collect transfer out.
Because of the last two games, we never to do anything. And why people transfer him out? It's understandable.
So we get it for Trent obviously, yeah, injured. Jimenez, Bowen injured. But Coutinho, you guys are wicked. Come on, give him a break. Hey. Coutinho, I beg, just give him like at least patience. Sometimes a patient dog. I'm gonna talk the rest. So that's all we go do. But then before we come out, make we look into the captain picks for this week. We don't see all the fixtures really. We don't see all the people get sweet fixtures. Who you go captain if you want to go? I don't say the obvious choice for captainship now, Mo Salah, because they play Watford and they are home now. Anfield and they. But now, this time, I won't move away from that, the obvious choice to differential captain. Which differential captain you go give your armband? Who you go give your armband differentially, if not be the Mo Salahs or the Hurricanes?
I'll go with Kai Havertz.
Thank you very much. You're a good person. That choice now out of my head.
I mean, this run of form, man, he just crazy. Mad. And he's playing so well. You know, he's giving assists while scoring. Also scoring. He gets one of the two. Not to forget, even for weekend for in country for Germany, he also score. Bang. So definitely, man, he go one continue. He's the standard in the start, and they play against Brentford for home. So he expects nothing less than a win. So. Yes.
Simple advice from us. In case they look, say, maybe Mo Salah might not be it. Maybe I should not go for Harry Kane. And you won't go for somebody else. We advise, choose Kai Havertz today.
7.9 million.
7.9 million, very cheap, no-brainer. And they score, they do assist. They play centre-forward now because Lukaku, they relegated to the bench. You guys know if you make Lukaku make team.
And for people in the league, you know, not many people get them. So now why you mean differential?
Differential, exactly. So
you can't pass anybody away.
Whichever way, we don't give you our advice. We can only tell you what to do. Now you could do the rest by yourself.
This is
the FPL by the Republican. An idea with Olamide. I will not give everything we're supposed to know. Follow us, share our videos. Also, tell us what you want, what you need. One day, if it be you, we go sit down for here with us. They follow, discuss all these things one by each. And for now, my name is Asil Life Jacobs. I don't try. Now, bye-bye, be that. Football Republic.